You know what? Before we start, I just want to watch it one more time.
Oh, fuck. Hold on.
Oh, God. Damn. Oh.
Yep, this is the most important thing right now is making sure that these guys stay healthy.
God.
Paul George
damn.
Suffering what appears to be an injury. We're not going to speculate as to the extent of it right now, as the athletic
trainers
will now tend to him.
Well, if that wasn't the case for an emergency podcast, I don't know what is. We haven't had one in a while, Vince, so let's sound the siren. That was horrible.
Wow, I didn't even see it live. I got a message from someone saying Paul George just snapped his leg. And I'm like, what? Like, wait. And I'm speechless. Absolutely speechless.
Honestly, I just feel so bad for such a young rising star in the league. Like, to have something like that happen at a Team USA scrimmage, like, it's sort of a little bit unthinkable. I mean, that's a horrible, horrible injury. Like, as if last year for the Pacers wasn't bad enough. You know, they started off the season so well. The chemistry blew out. To have an underperforming Hibbert, then to lose Lance Stephenson in this year's offseason. And now that, it's just a little bit of a slap in the face.
But that was going to happen. Like, it's a freak accident. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. That could have happened. If you didn't play today, it might happen tomorrow or the next day or the next week whenever you played next.
I mean, they're saying that the stanchion that the hoop was on is actually, like, closer to the court than it should have been. So NBA regulation, the stanchion sits right back on the line with the photographers.
Yep.
And in this one being, I think maybe in Atlanta. Anyway, the stanchion, you can see on the replay, it sits way forward. And, you know, maybe it's just one of those things where, you know, being an NBA player and being used to the space. But you see, he runs just to, you know, just to compete, to block, to put Harden off. You know, he doesn't get the block, but he just comes down and his right leg hits that stand and then just the leg snaps. It's just so...
It's a snap like that.
Coach K has just got to be like, what's going on? I mean, he was there when Kevin Ware went down. Now Paul George, he's just got to have been thinking, oh my God, not again, right?
I don't know what to say, McCoy. I'm shattered for him, for Paul George. I'm shattered for the Pacers. You just don't want to see anything like this happen. You just hope. I think he will come back bigger, better, stronger. I've only known one person that has snapped their leg.
Hmm.
He's close to me. That was my old man.
Yeah.
He snapped it about 4 years ago, and he was 76 at the time. And he snapped it a beauty, right leg, and he had a titanium rod put in. Hmm. And to this day, he says, mate, my right leg feels way better than my left leg. He gets stronger than the other one, so... That's what I'm thinking of. You know, as bad as it looks, as bad as it probably is, I'm pretty confident he can come back.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm just trying to stay positive, man. That pretty much is my point, so...
Yeah, I mean, well, look, you know, the outpour from NBA players already, you know, since it's gone down has been, you know, pretty amazing. You know, we all sort of sometimes hamper on social media how, you know, how it leads to all this bad stuff, but, you know, it can actually do some good as well. And poor George himself has already tweeted back, you know, saying, thanks everyone for the love and support. I'll be okay and be back better than ever. Love you all. That's pretty cool, you know, like it's
yeah, pretty look, cool. If you've got a Twitter account, tweet him. I tweeted him. I just said, you know, come back bigger and better, young man. You know, you can.
Yep.
And, yeah, send him a tweet. It'll lift his spirits a bit. I'm sure he's getting mean, so yeah, another one won't hurt.
Yeah, definitely. It's pretty gruesome for anyone out there who hasn't watched it. If you've got a little bit of a weaker stomach, maybe don't watch it. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's as bad as the Sean Livingston one. Just because the amount of pain Livingston went down in. Like, Paul George keeps his composure. I mean, obviously two way different injuries. But, yeah, it's up there. It's a nasty one.
Yeah, I'm just reading now, and ESPN doctor on ESPN is saying that Paul George will take a minimum a year to recover.
Yeah, he's going to... I mean, Pacers have got to be looking towards... I mean, you know, obviously they're looking towards his health and, you know, the prayers are going out to the family and whatnot, and he's, you know, they'll be diligent in his recovery. But, I mean, I think they'll be looking at the NBA for, you know, the injury compensation for the season, because there's no way he's come back this year.
You want some kind of compensation?
Well, you know, they have the injury insurance.
Oh, yep.
I mean, but it's that thing, you know, okay, they get that, but you still can't replace his stat line.
No.
Right? Like,
wowzers.
But it's maybe got to help a little bit to maybe help bring in something, a piece to help you for the season, but...
Michael Beasley, Sean Marion, anyone?
Well...
what else is left?
Hey, maybe they make a run at Eric Bledsoe. I don't know, but it's tough. I mean, the only move I can really think of that they made that could help him offensively is going to be Rodney Stuckey, but you're asking a lot.
It's safe to say, yeah. Night title hopes for the minute. But, you know, let's not even think about the title hopes. I mean,
well, for just a second.
All right. But
for just a second. Just entertain me, Vince. Entertain me.
All right. I'll do my best. It's a bit flat.
Could this and should this now be a year for Roy Hibbert to show and prove? You've got to be thinking that this offense now has got to shift towards him.
It's funny you say that because I was racing home to do this emergency recording. That was one of the thoughts that crossed my tiny brain is Roy has to step up.
Well, it's that thing, you know, he had a terrible year last year, you know, a lot of no showing up. You know, if the offense is now keyed into him, I think he can erase a lot of bad blood and bad memories left from last season, but he's got to bring it.
He's got to bring it for Paul George, you know. His fallen brother. Hopefully Roy will just go, you know, I'm going to turn it on, got to step up, run the offense through me and David West and who else they got down there, McCoy? Well, I'm at a blank. I'm just flat as a tack for the man at the minute.
Larry Bird's got to be pissed right now, right?
I thought you were going to say Larry Bird's going to just pull on the uni again, sit in the corner and shoot threes. Maybe a little, but it's a bit of a freak. Accident.
It is. All I know is that I'm waiting for the tweets and comments from Mark Cuban. You know, he's been so anti, you know, I remember when he tried to talk Dirk out of playing in Olympics and stuff like that. You know, like he's had a very strong stance on this sort of thing because of this reason, you know, letting his star players play in these sort of exhibition games. I mean, I get his side of things and, you know, and the other half to that is, you know, these are players and representing your country is, you know, a big deal.
Yeah, well, if they want to play, they want to play. And so they shoot on a big one for playing for your country. And, you know, you can't, I mean, I guess really if you want to stop one of your franchise players from playing, you can. But basketballs want to play, and great ones like Paul George want to play for their country. So you let them play. I would let them play anyway.
Do you think of something that eventually we'll see worked into contracts?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, especially after this, you know what I mean? Like, do you think the next round of contracts that come through, you know, there'll be some sort of specific outlining, you know, representative play?
Well, see, the thing is, here in Down Under, we're slightly more used to it.
God damn, I just looked at the picture again. So, keep going.
We're slightly more used to it. A lot of our guys, and not just in basketball, but soccer, even here in the AFL, down here in the football, when we had State of Origin, teams were saying to their star players, we don't want you to play, you're not playing, you're not allowed to. Soccer, it happens. Every time we're trying to go for a World Cup, the English teams would not let our star players play. I think it will happen. And the main point is the injuries. It might be 5 years down the line, it might be a couple of years, it might be next year, but I think it will. I mean, this is effectively, what, a season, maybe more gone for the Pacers. I mean, they're in the window's open. Their championship clock is right at 11 o'clock. And
it sets them back like 2 years, right?
It is, yeah. It's going to set them back. Unless Larry trades Roy for something really good, I don't think that's going to happen. So I think they just have to sit and wait till Paul George rehabs and hopefully he comes back bigger and stronger than ever with that leg. But, I'm just flat, man. I'm just flat as.
It's a shame. I don't know what to say.
I'm not even a Pacers fan. I'm a Paul George fan. I just...
He's just one of those likable young talents in the league, right? Like, he's just...
Yeah, it's the same when Derek Rose went down, you know? It's like, yeah. God damn. You know, like, why these kids, you know? It's just...
Derek Rose is looking good. He's looking really good from what I've seen.
And Derek Rose is like, cancel this fucking game. I don't get injured. This game is off. Yeah, he's looking good. It's great to see. And all these guys said, oh, he shouldn't be playing. I wouldn't play him. And some people saying he should play.
To see Rose today, like, in that exhibition game before... The injury happened, you know, I think a minute or two after halftime. But to see Rose at the foul line and the fans turn around and start to chant MVP,
yeah,
that was a pretty cool moment. Pretty cool.
It is cool, man. I mean, it was, you know, he was playing so well when he got injured. And you don't have to be a Bulls fan to love Derek Rose.
I tell you what, though, he looks healthier to me. Like, he looks like he's put on the muscle. You know, he looks like me.
He's jacked.
He's jacked.
Genetic freak.
That is what the courtside members refer to you as.
Yeah, freak.
oh, good lord.
The thing I liked when he did that dunk that was on Facebook when I was practicing, he landed on one leg and bounced on it. I'm like, that's the guy that's got confidence in his knee, which, something that Paul George will have to get back to that leg. I mean, at least the bone didn't go through, did it?
Well, it doesn't look like it. It doesn't appear that way.
Yeah.
Which apparently is
a good thing. So,
oh,
I don't know. I'm not a doc, but, you know.
Oh, so, just a little lightheaded talk about it.
Yeah. Well, you're a bit weak, but... Kevin Ware, he tweeted.
Well,
his first tweet was just like, man, dot, dot, dot. Then he tweeted, minor setback for a major comeback, PG. So,
yeah. I mean, you got to think he'd be reaching out to guys like Kevin Ware and even Sean Livingston.
Yeah, look, he'll come back.
I'm so happy for Livingston, man. I'm just, like, he's good.
Yeah, no, it's good to see. It's good to see.
Definitely a big blow to Indiana and a big blow to the NBA. I mean, it's nothing... You know, some of the dunks and highlights that Paul George puts on, you know, and just the way he carries himself for that Indiana squad, it's just going to be a shame that we're going to miss out on that for a season at least.
Yeah, it pretty much makes him, I don't want to say irrelevant, but...
Hey, it's still the East. It's still the East.
Yeah, that's true. They'll make playoffs. Yeah, they're good enough to make playoffs, obviously, but yeah. The championship, just put that on ice for a minute.
Well, let's jump off that for a little bit just because... You know, we do want the whole show to be a bit of a downer.
Well, I'm bumped down.
But I just want to send a special thank you again out to all the Courtside fans. We just had our 200th show. I'm really glad you guys enjoyed the episode and the little commercial.
That was very good. That was hilarious.
Can I tell you how hard it is to shoot a shot like that and, like, force yourself to miss?
You should have got done. Dan made it for film. He just would have been airborne.
So let me tell you the funniest part about the end, because basically we filmed everything at our local stadium, and then we realized that we actually hadn't filmed the final shot. We went back and we're like, you know, doing some interview stuff, and like, oh crap, we actually forgot to film the final shot. So we headed back to the stadium, but they had indoor soccer on, so we couldn't use the courts, and we're like, ah, a bit of panic mode. Big shout out to the North Sydney Stadium, who graciously let us come in and use their courts free of charge. You know, we explained what was happening and what had happened, and they were like, yep, no worries, come in. The guys down there, you guys were fantastic and lifesavers. The funniest thing about shooting that shot was, obviously I had the court pretty much to myself, on the court next to me. Let's just say there was a scrimmage going down on that court, containing some Australian boomers.
Hello?
So you can imagine me with a camera on me, and I'm jacking up shots and, you know, trying to miss.
Which for you is very hard to miss.
When you have guys like, was it Ben Madgen? He was there.
Yep.
Who's the big guy for the Kings?
Ogilvy.
And probably about two or three others. Yeah, thank God I had the mask on. That's all I'm going to say.
Were they watching you? What the hell is this?
I'm sure when my good friend Nick pulled out his big camera, the heads turned a little bit, like, who the hell, what the hell's going on over here? And yeah, a little bit embarrassing. Glad I had the mask on.
I'm sure you look very important with your camera. I got a question for you. When are we announcing the winner of the T-shirt
call? Should we do it now?
Yeah, well, it's most likely your decision, so why not?
No, we already agreed on it.
Did we?
Yeah.
Alrighty then. I can't remember what I said.
The winner of our Courtside podcast, 200 show, was Rick Jones.
Oh, yes, yes, that was the Wilt Chat Wilt.
He had the Wilt pose.
That's
with
it.
The 200. We dug it.
I did like the guy who sent, I can't remember his name, sorry, who did the Tim Duncan one, hugging the ball.
Kirk, I think that was.
That was good. I liked it. Was tough. I liked those two.
Those were some great ones. Those were some great ones.
Yeah. So what does he get again?
So he gets a brand new jersey and Courtside pack.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Look, every week we hit the Facebook page, All Caps Courtside, and ask you guys, the fans, what questions, topics you'd like to hear about on next week's show. So we've been graced with some questions. Kamal Hilton, he wants to know our thoughts on the early release of the Cavs vs Heat on Christmas Day and what other games we'd like to see. Personally, he's looking forward to Mavs vs Rockets. He wants to see Parsons stick it to Harden and Howard.
Looking forward to it somewhat.
I think Heat win that game.
Most likely. Well, who knows, really. I mean, LeBron might go over there and stick it right up him. But
I honestly think that Heat team isn't as bad as people think.
No, it's not. It's just not a championship team.
That's but I actually think that LeBron leaving might actually cement them together a little bit more.
Galvanize them, you think?
I really do think so.
No, fair enough. That's your opinion. It's wrong, but no, I haven't really given it much thought about any games I want to see at the moment. I'm just concentrating on roster additions, but it's going to be probably what's that word I'm looking for? Emotionally filled with emotion, I guess, on the night,
yeah,
day, whatever it is. And yeah. I'm just wondering if the Heat fans will turn up early and boo him, or turn up late and cheer him on and say thanks for two chips. That's what I'm more interested in.
I'm just waiting to see if LeBron turns up. Maybe he'll be a little bit emotionally checked out of that game.
I don't think so, because he turned up for Cleveland.
Well, he had to, right?
We didn't have to. He could have said, "I've got a sickness or something."
Turf toe.
Yeah, Carlos Boozer's turf toe. Caught that.
Yeah, you shouldn't bag him it too much. He's a Laker now.
Yeah, I know. I'm
waiting for his first bout to hear your rage. I've got to admit, a game I'm really looking forward to, and it all sort of depends what's happened in the next few weeks, but I'm actually really to see. Ready to see what happens with Eric Bledsoe and the Phoenix Suns.
I think ultimately he takes the 3 mil, or you know, whatever it is, 3.2 or something.
I mean, he's asking for a max deal, and I don't know. A lot of people out there are saying, you know, he had such a breakout year for Phoenix. I don't know if those people actually watched Phoenix last year. He actually missed a crap load of games and came back towards the end.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking he'll take the 3 mil and then become a free agent.
So that's sort of a little bit of outrage towards what he's demanding. Like, the deal he got offered, I'm pretty sure was the same or very similar to Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, I would have taken it.
And I'm like, if you haven't been healthy all last year, I don't know how you can demand that much for just potential. I mean, surely there's a element comes into that has to be proven.
Yeah, there does, but I don't know, man, people are getting paid.
I think what's also come into play as well over the last few weeks is the actual the Players League coming out and say, you know, guys, lock up longer term contracts because we're bracing for another lockout.
Jeez, great! Can't wait for that.
And I think you'll see a little bit of a knee jerk reaction with that with the players.
And also, the players are looking at a franchise selling for $2 billion, and they're turning around to the owners and saying, "And you're telling us you're not making money?"
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
I also got to agree with Kamal Hilton. I'm actually looking forward to seeing that Mavs Rockets game as well.
Yeah, that'll be an absolute doozy.
I'm not expecting any sort of bad blood because, I mean, let's face it, Harden and Parsons have been playing on Team USA Select at the moment anyway, so I'm sure they've hashed out any grievances they've really had. But I'm really excited to see this Mavs team.
Me too. I'm a massive Dirk fan, as you know.
Yep.
They've rebuilt without really bottoming out.
Yeah.
Brought back Chandler, which they should never have let go. They've brought in Parsons. They've still got Ellis. Point guard position worries me a little bit, yep, unless Felton comes back in tip-top shape. Dirk's going to be Dirk. Got a bit of depth. Great coach. Who knows?
Our next question comes from Gavin Sylvie, and he wants us to talk about the Kevin Love trade rumours.
he's taking the piss, surely.
Well, let's just say that Anthony Bennett was recently pulled from an exhibition game. We haven't seen Kevin Love in Team USA uniform, so I would think it's safe to presume that that trade is going to go through between Minnesota and Cleveland.
The only thing that may throw a spanner in the works is that Kevin Love has said he's not going to sign an extension wherever he gets traded to, so including Cleveland.
Really? When did that report come out?
Yesterday. Bleacher Report.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that.
Alrighty.
Maybe he signs a shortened deal. Maybe, you know, LeBron signed this two-year deal with Cleveland. Maybe he counters with that as well, so he has the opportunity to bounce if LeBron bounces, but...
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
I could understand that.
Yeah.
But I think we've covered enough Kevin Love trade rumours until the actual trade goes down.
Yeah, I mean, we'd covered a lot more if he was going to Lakers, trust me. Boozer straight up.
Our next question comes from Tanae Wilson-Brown. He wants to know, how many egos can you have in one team before it doesn't work, i.e. the Rockets?
Oh, good question. Look, they've got to keep winning, because I think winning cures a lot of ills.
Yeah.
I think the only time a lot of egos work is when, like I said, you're winning and you're trying to get that common goal, the championship. The minute it starts to go pear-shaped, that's when the egos start taking over and all hell breaks loose and you got to break things up or trade a guy out and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think losing brings out players' real colours and they really get tested then.
Because if you're close to a chip, you're used to getting 25 shots and then you move to someone like Houston and you're still winning but you're only getting your 15 to 20.
Didn't we really kind of see that last year with Indiana though?
But we don't know really what happened.
I mean, look, even to the effect of, you know, you've got these, I mean, maybe they're not superstars, but you've got these young stars in Lance Stephenson, Roy Hibbert, and Paul George. You know, one of those guys, you know, starts not showing up during the playoffs, fingers are pointed. I mean, look at their start of the year to how they finish the year. I think they pulled it together well, but the ship was already sort of sinking by then. It was good to see their real character at least.
Yeah, look, I think a lot of, from what I've read and heard, I listen to a lot of ESPN radio at work, Evan Turner and was a massive problem with part of that problem down there. Apparently he's just an absolute twat of a bloke.
Really?
Yeah, so good luck whoever gets him.
I thought it was more of a clash between him and Stevenson.
Oh, well, I mean, when you're a twat, you're going to clash with a guy like you're going to clash with a guy like Stevenson, aren't you? I mean, you never heard anything Stevenson clashing with anyone on that team until he arrived.
Yeah. What do you think about the Houston team, though?
I think as long as they win, they're fine. Dwight and Harden, they're so far up each other's butts that they might as well just move in together. I mean, they're both talking it up. We're the franchise guys. Yeah. The rest of you is just role players. It's on us. Oh, okay, buddy. No worries.
It just would have been... I think it would have been really interesting had the Houston Rockets successfully made a trade for a Carmelo Anthony or even bought in a Chris Bosh.
I think Bosh fits in easily there.
Yeah.
Carmelo would have been a problem.
Interesting, though.
Very. Oh, he should have went to the Bulls, Carmelo. It's that simple. Massive, massive chance to get to the finals.
Yeah, true. Our next question comes from Stu Benson. He wants to know, if a man is driving in a two-seat coupe from a hypothetical centennial podcast recording past the city, travelling northwest at 80 k's an hour against a headwind of 20 k's an hour, which one of the 5+ people that needed a lift to the city should the man have taken with him?
Can I just say, the next time I see Benson... we're going to be on a basketball court, and he's just bring a stretcher. That's all I'm going to say. he's on Facebook today pissing him out. Oh, my knees are really bad. I'll take glucosamine. Oh, pardon up, princess. Jeez.
You know he's on boycott of our podcast.
Oh, who cares? he's got that much money, he should be sponsoring us.
Oh, we love you, Stewie.
I'm actually banning him from listening until he sponsors us.
We'll have you on the show soon.
No, we're not.
It might just be Hank and Stew.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Unless he's coming on to announce a massive sponsorship deal with Benson Auctions.
Oh, wow.
Free plug, I mean, come on.
That's funny. That's funny.
Good-looking rooster, Benson, isn't he?
You've always said that.
Yeah, he's a good-looking rooster, I'll tell you. He's got that some.
You got something.
Oh, it's not as bad as with you and Az Kanter.
Oh, come on.
Did you see Benson on the red carpet at some domain function?
I did.
He knows his way around a microphone, doesn't he? He's looking good, Benson. All suited up. I'm tipping Benson would have been a hit with the ladies in his younger days.
Really? He's got he's got like 20 kids, so he's doing something, right?
Not with 20 different women, though.
No, he's not Sean Kemp.
He's not quite Sean Kemp.
It's not on that payroll.
He does have a drug problem and drink, but just the one woman, allegedly.
I don't know how this show went from Paul George to Destroy Benson.
We've got to try and lighten the mood, but, you know, we're flat.
And I don't know why we attempt to attack our longest listeners.
Actually, Benson complained more about his arthritic knees than Paul George has complained about his broken leg.
I'm sorry, Stu.
You got to check his face. I think it was on Philip Brown's post. He's like, I spent a fortune on pills.
Oh, no.
Paul George has snapped his leg and he's just made one tweet. I'll be back. Thanks. Doesn't tell us how much he's spending on medical bills and Panadols and Panadine 4. Benson. Throw it out loud. Oh, shit. Play once a week, mate. He's going to... God, he's going to destroy me. Watch out!
Here it comes!
Watch out! Ball!